Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's little Anthony and the Imperials from the Wayback Machine. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Bob McTeer is here. Bob, go ahead, Ed. Bob, you got a comment on that?
Yeah, and I just looked on my other computer and found a haiku.
Oh, there it is. Okay, I asked Bob. Folks, Bob is a great haiku creator, and I always ask him. I'm always giving him a hard time if he didn't bring us one. Last time he was here, he had two. And so I've been bugging him to go find the haiku that he wrote, and he found it. So go ahead, Bob.
Actually, I think I have two here now.
All right, we got time.
Haikus are short. I'm feeling better now that the show's on the road, but a road to where?
And that's a reference to the Trump administration, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Say it again. I think I'd like to hear it again.
I'm feeling better now that the show. I'm feeling better now that the show's on the road, but a road to where?
A road to where? All right. And then you got another one?
Yeah. One martini's good. The second may be better, but slow down.
Folks, you gotta love haikus to love these. So we love Bob, and whatever Bob wants to say, he gets to say it on the show.
You got to explain to your audience that haikus are not supposed to rhyme. It's not my fault.
Right. You didn't invent them, right?
Right. Haikus are Japanese.
Right. It sort of goes along with the kabuki, right? Haikus and kabuki, right? Bob, let's look at the Fed going forward. I asked you a question. Do you think that if we could clone? And I will say this, there's a whole lot to commend and to revere Greenspan about. Not everything, he's not perfect. I think he'd probably be the first to say that. But if we had a Greenspan clone, sort of, to drop into the chairman of the Fed slot, whether today or in a year when Yellen's term expires, do you think that person could make enough of a difference in this current era that person could have the impact on the economy, on the financial stability of the country, maybe the world, that the kind of impact that Greenspan had in the 80s and 90s?
Let me answer that indirectly. I was in China after Greenspan's retirement was announced and Bernanke's replacement with Bernanke was announced, but before it happened. And I was on a TV show in Shanghai, an hour interview show, and the guy must have asked me 15 different times with different words, can Bernanke fill Greenspan's shoes? And I had to say yes. I said yes, but I really wasn't sure that I was...
You were hedging.
...that he could. But you can't say no. I mean,
right.
So I said yes, but I wasn't sure. And then this collapse came along, this financial crisis, and Bernanke started doing things that had never been done before. He was so creative, and I couldn't have seen that coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it wouldn't have come probably if it weren't for the crisis. So I think the answer to your question is that the circumstances will make a leader grow.
Horses for courses.
And if you don't have the circumstances, they probably won't grow.
Right. All right. So based on that, do you see that President Trump could maybe 4 years from now we could look back and say the same thing about him? That he would grow as the president.
Yeah. Well, he's already sort of impressed me as being better than I thought. I mean, all the series of the declarations that he's been signing in the first 2 weeks,
mm-hmm.
You know, we all knew that they want to hit the ground running, and they always promise in their campaigns that the first 100 days are going to be something. But I don't think anybody's ever delivered like he has, on his campaign promises. I mean, the guy made campaign promises, and it's obvious now he intended to keep them.
Right. Well, and I'll tell you, one thing that he's done that's not gotten much attention, in my opinion, is on the very top of my list, and that is to tell every agency, if for every new regulation you implement, you can't do that until you eliminate two more. Who's ever thought about that? See, my position on this has been every regulation should have a five-year sunset. If it doesn't get reapproved by Congress, it goes away. But this is even better.
Well, this is better as a stopgap measure. You know, there's so many regulations that any bureaucrat worth his salt can find, too,
right,
that are outdated or
that's
even
right.
unknown.
That's right. Hey, Bob, I got to go for this hour. Thank you for being here. Thanks, as always, for all the things you do for us. Come back soon.
Okay, Jim.
Bob McTeer, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blessingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blessingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.